With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The state opening of Parliament is today, and you'll be able to catch it live right here on Radio Cayman starting at 2 p.m. Her Excellency the Governor will deliver the throne speech, after which it's expected the Premier will move a motion for the debate to be deferred until Tuesday. To facilitate the state opening, the police are advising you that there is a road closure in place along Fort Street between Seafarers Way and Edwards Street. The planned closure will start at 1 p.m. and is expected to remain in effect through 3 o'clock.
This exercise reflects our ongoing commitment to preparedness, continuous improvement, and building national resilience.
Hazard management wraps a week of training and exercises, strengthening government's ability to, quote, lead, coordinate, and govern recovery efforts following a major disaster. HMCI Director Danny Coleman tells Radio Cayman the UK-based command training team worked with some 65 participants across government to test plans, sharpen decision-making, and deepen understanding of how the national emergency management systems transition from response to recovery.
By testing our recovery arrangements and challenging our leaders through realistic scenarios, we continue to strengthen our ability to support the Cayman Islands through any emergency, directly supporting our broader outcomes of good governance and public safety.
This year's exercise, Hurricane Franz, named in honor of retiring Deputy Governor the Honorable Franz Manderson, was based on a simulated Category 4 hurricane impacting the Cayman Islands. Cayman Enterprise City CEO Charlie Kirkconnell says a new assessment puts its total impact on the local economy at more than $1 billion since 2012.
This year's socioeconomic impact report demonstrates that Cayman Enterprise City is not only attracting global businesses to Cayman, but is also creating meaningful pathways for Caymanians to participate in the industries that are shaping the future.
The latest socioeconomic impact assessment prepared by economist Marla Dukaran reports that CEC and its special economic zone companies have generated a cumulative economic impact of $1.23 billion.
Tourism and financial services have long been recognized as the Cayman Islands' two core economic pillars, but the data now shows that this story is incomplete. Cayman Enterprise City and the special economic zone companies that they serve have become a meaningful third economic pillar.
The report says CEC's 2025 impact alone was $152.3 million. And get lost in the music. Follow the vibes as Spark Performing Arts hosts its end-of-year musical showcase featuring a live pit band at the Harkwell Theater. Music and storytelling to ensemble performances and special moments on stage, organizers say this year's show promises to be a memorable experience. The show opens tonight at 7 p.m. with performances tomorrow at 3 and 7 o'clock. For tickets, head to sparkcayman.com. You can also purchase them at the door. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. Fighting has continued in Lebanon despite a peace agreement between the US and Iran that included an end to the hostilities there. Lebanese health officials said Israeli strikes in the south killed at least 18 people. Israel's army said it had killed dozens of operatives linked to the Iranian-backed group Hezbollah in attacks on 80 targets across Lebanon. It said four of its soldiers were also killed. Meanwhile, a new round of direct negotiations between the US and Iran that was due to start in Switzerland today has been postponed. In other news, the former Manchester Mayor Andy Burnham has said he'll lay out a new path for Britain after winning a parliamentary by-election that sets him up to challenge Keir Starmer's leadership. Mr. Burnham told supporters in Makerfield there was a last chance to change and they were going to take it. The Afghan Defence Ministry says its Air Force carried out overnight attacks in Pakistan on what it described as hideouts of Islamist militants in Balochistan and Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. Pakistan has denied its territory was hit. That's the latest world news from the BBC.